Good. Hey, Lyle.
Hey, I'm just going to try to get Adeline here, but I don't know if I can get her to come and watch this. She's busy right at the moment. I never tried this before, so I just got this from Dr. Bergman, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
That's awesome. Yeah, I can hear you pretty good. There you are.
Yeah, I think I got my video off because I'm still sitting here in my pajamas.
I just got out of mine. We have screaming kids running around and we're having technology problems. So I'm glad you can hear everything.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got on here now, but I don't think I'm going to have time to do it today. But I just wanted to see how it worked, and I'll probably be on from now on.
For sure. We'd love to have you back. Yeah, no worries. We're having a little tech issue anyway. So yeah, hop on the next time. We'd love to hang out with you. It'd be cool.
All right. Thanks a lot then.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
That was nice. Hi, Rona.
Hi.
Oh, yay, your mic works. We've been having some tech issues, so can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you well.
How are you?
I'm okay. I've been enjoying a beautiful sunny day here in St. Andrews,
Oh, wait, where are you? Scotland?
Scotland.
Oh my gosh, I love your accent. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't see you though. You probably have your camera off, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I just want
I
to make sure.
don't feel very presentable at the moment.
Gosh, me neither. It's been like a there's just kids running around screaming and a ponytail. It's awful. Oh my gosh. So what time is it in Scotland?
It's nearly 5:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. You're getting good weather though, it sounds like.
Yes, yeah, gorgeous the past 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
Everything's bursting into bloom. Well,
Oh
bursting into bud anyway.
my gosh. Are your winters pretty rough until spring kind of comes around?
Sorry?
Are
Is it
your
better? We've had a bit of snow this year and it's been pretty cold, but yeah, this is lovely just now. I hope it lasts.
I hope for you too. It's
What's it like with you?
beautiful, yeah. For Southern California, we rarely get rain anymore. It's so strange. It seems like things have changed a lot since we were kids growing up here, but we've got rain the last month, pretty on and off. And today is just gorgeous. It's kind of like the after the rain, like you, kind of this gorgeous, sunny, warm, windy a little, but beautiful.
Yeah.
It's
Great.
beautiful. I feel like everything's starting to, like you said, it's blooming. And we bought a bunch of little citrus trees and they're starting to bud and you can smell that like orange blossom.
Oh, how lovely.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really
Am
nice.
I the only one here just now?
Yes, and it's so odd because 2 weeks ago it was like 15 people and we were all jumping over the place and
Oh. Well, I've just come in and I checked my emails and I didn't even check the time and I just thought, oh, we'll just connect and see if it's on or not, and here I am, you know.
stay, but I'm so happy because we were thinking something was wrong because the last time it was so many people and we're like, oh gosh, we did something wrong.
I haven't even taken my jacket off. I feel a bit mean not like I'll put my well if I can work out how to do my video. There I am.
Okay. Yay. Well,
Yeah.
I love it. I'm wearing a flannel and like a weird old shirt that we're gonna how long have you been in the academy?
Do you know, I haven't been very clever at checking in on it. I had an old computer. I've updated it recently. And I just had problems checking in. So I haven't really been looking at it very much. But I joined right at the start, whenever that was, about a year ago.
Almost three.
It's not three, is it? Oh, I don't think I've been.
Hold on. It was a January. I think it. Yeah, it was before I had our twins. So yeah, 3 years in January.
Really? Oh my goodness.
It's so nice to connect. Like this is why I wanted to start doing these because it's so hard to jump in the forums a lot, and I try a little bit. Justin's way more. You know, he sits at a desk for 9 hours, so he can kind of do that. But I just wanted to meet people face to face, really
I've
connect.
spoken to Justin a couple of times.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I think I remember that because he said your really cool accent. And I think that not on here, but on the in the forums, I think. Scotland. It's so neat because there's just all over the world and it's a blessing. How did you find Dr. Bergman? Did you find him through YouTube?
Oh, I've been following him for a long, long time, yeah, on YouTube, yeah.
Have you ever been to his clinic?
No, no, no. I would love to. I see a chiropractor here, but he's just, I mean, he's, I think he's good, but he never seems to get things quite right. You know, I'll go and I'll feel a little bit better and then things are back to normal the day after, you know. And
yeah. How long have you been seeing him for? Like a long
time? Oh, years. Years. Yeah.
I know. That's where I have the hard, because when we were seeing Dr. Bergman before I had our little twins and pretty consistently, but not for the 60 recommended visits. And so we had a hard time getting up after that. And just recently in the last month, I've had to find a local guy because we're about an hour drive and it's just hard with the kids. And I started seeing him. And since I'm going regular, oh my gosh, I'm like you, where I feel like everything's coming into alignment. And he showed me the x-rays and it's, he knows Dr. Bergman. And he said, you know, he does very similar work, but I'm a little nervous too. I mean, am I going to have to keep going for life? Because I missed 2 weeks there and I started feeling my back was, you know, everything was structurally hurting again. And I thought, is this something that people, I mean, I've heard testimonies, all kinds of people saying they've gone, they've done the program and then they're pretty good, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just some people and we're going to have different results and we just keep making
more. I'll tell you something interesting. I mean, my health has been, I've had pretty poor health for years. I was poisoned by chemicals I worked with in medical research a long time ago. And it was a woman who does vibrational medicine who saved my life, basically. But I had a problem with my left foot. And it was putting my knee out. Mm. And I think that's what was putting my hips out. So that's why I started going to the chiropractor. Hello. I've been following John Newton's work for a few years. I did his course in London. If you've come across John Newton, healthbeyondbelief.com.
Okay.
And I got on a call with him one time and I told him about my foot problem. And he linked it to trauma that I had with a male member of my family at some point, and he cleared that and my foot problem got better. But I've got a knee spur, and I think because my foot had been dodgy for a while, that's given me my knee spur, so I'm still getting problems with my hips, I think possibly because of that. So I'm just looking for a cure for my knee spur now. Bone spur.
Like, I feel like that too. Once you kind of feel like you're on top of one thing, then something flares up or something comes back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prevention is the way to go. But I mean, who's
absolutely
prevention when you're 10 years old? It's like, it has to start so young or you're kind of going to be prone to getting stuff when you get older. But
I know.
And the energy clearance is really strange. I've had some really interesting things with it.
How's it going?
And Al? How are you doing? Can you hear it? We can hear Kim. Kim, can I hear you?
I can hear you.
How are you?
All right. Should I check in?
Yeah. Where are you coming from?
I'm from Florida.
I'm in Hawaii.
Ooh, yeah, it's nice and warm here.
Yeah, is it already quite toasty?
It's nice though.
That's cool. How are your spas? Are you guys fully open?
Not fully open. I generally go without a mask, but not always appreciated.
I love Renee. Have you gotten kicked out of anywhere, or are they pretty, like, they just kind of turn a blind eye?
Most time people don't say things, or they stay back, or they spray as soon as you leave, or I had somebody say something one time and take my picture, so I waved at them and smiled, and, you know, what can you do? I just try to stay out of most of the places if they're really staunch. And, yeah, I was worried because I do have a daughter and they have, you know, a 3-month-old, and I sent them a video about vaccines, the second one, wanted them to see. And it was strange because they didn't even really see it. They asked me at the end, well, how come they don't say anything about what the good vaccines have done? Because there's not a lot of, they don't have a lot of data on that. They don't do that. And so they're in a whole nother world. They're in Baltimore. So they definitely want masks. They want you to have a mask when you wear the, see the baby, if you're holding the baby. And I'm having trouble because I want to go see them, but I don't want to wear a mask and hinder myself. But I'm also not making her feel very good, you know, them feel very good at the same time by not showing up. So.
Who would have thought we would have had this to deal with, you know?
Do Zoom. But.
Oh, it's not the same, though.
No, it's not. It's not. I do have other issues. I have my chiropractor, which I'm starting tomorrow. I must have some kind of food issues and allergies because my face breaks out. I break out in different parts of my body. So he does, I forgot what it's called, where if I hold something, he says, you know, yes or no, whether that's something that bothers me. I forgot what that one's called. He's done that for a lot of stuff and finding things. So he's going to go through and try to help me figure out what's triggering whatever's going on in my gut or other stuff.
Yeah, I've had some really good, we were just talking, Rona and I were talking about chiropractic when you jumped on, you probably caught a little of that, but it's cool when you can find like a functional, you know, naturopath or medical doctor even, or chiropractor that does the muscle testing. I've had so many good sessions with a practitioner here in California, and she really did get to the root of stuff. I mean, it trips me out every time they do it because you're like, it's so weird, you know? And you're like, am I making this up? Mm-hmm. It's so strange, but man, they were able to pinpoint a lot of stuff, and I did a lot of nutritional things, and I got a lot of stuff cleared, too. I didn't have the skin inflammation, but I had all the, I feel it in my, like, organs and stuff, and man, when I it was awful. But when you, I don't know, when she really pinpointed stuff, is, I mean, to be honest, like, when I started taking stuff, this is years ago, but yeah, it took 6 months, and then I was like, wow, things really felt like they were shifting. And
yeah. Yeah, I don't expect it to be one visit.
but I've had friends too that after a good couple visits, they're already, you know, just starting to get nutrients. Yeah. And are you getting adjusted too? Have you
gone
before, or is that all new to you?
I've been going to him for a couple of years, so he's done a lot of little things for him. So I just asked him last week, because I know that there's another one that actually, that's their specialty, is trying to figure out what's going on. But they do a lot of regular medical testing. And so I was going to say, well, you know what? So I asked him, and he said he thought he could work it out. And I'm like, okay, I'd rather just try this way first. But he's found other stuff for me. Like, I knew something was happening in one thing, and I brought stuff in with me. It was different vitamins. And he told me which one, and I dropped that, and everything. It was like, okay, it all was amazing.
It's kind of amazing. It's sometimes so, you know, people think it's all wacky and voodoo and stuff, but your body innately knows and it responds. It trips me out every time I do it. My chiropractor I was telling Rona, we haven't been able to see Dr. Bergman because it's an hour drive and it's just hard with the twins right now. So we found a guy 5 minutes away just to kind of do for now. And he was highly recommended and he knew Dr. Bergman. So it's working, but yeah, he does his muscle testing. And it's really, every time I do it, I trip out that he sees something in me that I this area. I'm like, of course I am. Like, you know, oh man, the journey to health is, it's a lot. But.
I had a great result a few sessions ago when I went to my chiropractor because I'd been having terrible gallbladder problems and nausea, and just fixed it.
What did he do?
It was just a spinal adjustment where the vagus nerve, I guess, that comes to the gallbladder, was being affected, and that's what needed fixed. It really, really helped.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? All the meridians in your body just opens pathways and stuff that wasn't able to get into. I mean, I felt really good when I again recently, just the first adjustment, even I felt like things were just, it might be up here, but I really did feel like things were just opened up more and my gut started feeling like it was like your bowels were working better. I mean, it really does align you in ways that I didn't even know I was missing.
Oh, it definitely does. You know? Yeah, there's times I feel so much better after a session and sometimes I don't feel anything, you know.
Right. But yeah. I think at the end of it all, the people who go consistently and the people who have never gone, I think it's night and day. It's funny how my mom, she's having problems with her hip. And every time I mention chiropractor, she's just like, no, I'm just going to stop doing my exercise. No, I'm just going to lay off it for, she's petrified. people are really scared of chiropractors, you know, like, I guess when you.
You know, I'm scared of the neck thing. And my chiropractor is trained in adjusting the neck without doing the scrunch. Because I told him if he does our neck scrunch, I'm not going back.
I don't think mine does that.
He doesn't?
He's never done it to me. He adjusts my neck a lot. And I brought my mom to him, too, because she was having problems turning. And a lot of times on the first visit, he doesn't adjust. He talks to you. And with her, he wanted her to have x-rays, and he did a scan, and I did a moving scan. And he told her she needed an MRI before he'd work on her because he saw stuff in there. And it was funny, when they did the MRI, then she went to her regular doctor because she had to get the MRI through the doctor. And they were like, oh, no, don't leave it. And it's like, he sent you there because he noticed something and he didn't want to, you know, hurt it. Like, you don't, it was really kind of funny.
But I value that though. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it's kind of scary to jump on an adjustment table and not have the doctor know what's going on the inside. I mean, that's why I really agree with Dr. Bergman. You know, any chiropractor who's not doing x-rays at some point, I'd be a little leery of, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to know what you're dealing with before you get into it, but.
Right, and especially on your neck.
Yeah, yeah. That trips me out every time. I don't like it either. But the way, you know, Dr. Bergman made me feel very at peace when he's explaining, it's not like they're actually cracking your bone. It's the air pocket, you know, that they're releasing. It seems so intense.
Oh, is that what it is?
It probably depends on your chiropractor, too, and how much you understand or are comfortable with what they're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't go to just any, you know, it's scary. Be careful.
It took me a long, long time before I felt relaxed about going. It used to terrify me.
Oh, I know. It's so funny. The guy that we just started seeing local, he did this thing where he went into my mouth. Oh my gosh. Like, he wore these gloves here, I think, with the axis in your mouth. Cause if that's off, oh, you know, you're fine. And I'm not kidding. I thought it was going to send me through the roof. It felt good after, but at the time, and I asked him, I'm like, I thought he was going to like do something with my jaw, like cracking. I'm like, am I prepared? I was tensing up, and he goes, just relax. I'm not going to. And he just like really put pressure in there, but there's places that you never even knew hurt, you know? And I felt really good because I've been having all these hormonal migraines and I haven't had one in a little while, but
it's not easy to find a good chiropractor, though.
I found a really good one, and I went off of the Dr. Bergman advice of what to ask when you're looking for one, you know, because I didn't want to go with just anybody. I was saying, like, yeah, we can't make it an hour up the road right now with the little kids. It's just kind of hard to go. We used to go, you know, three times a week, me and Justin, when it was just us. But
wow.
Yeah, no, it's good. Have you been going, Renee? Have you been seeing
somebody? I used to. But we moved in the last year, and now I'm still looking for a doctor. I don't trust those guys. Anyway, I'm still going to my old one, and that's about 2 hours away. So,
oh gosh.
And then to look for a new chiro here in the area where we are now, it's Cornwall, not England. It's Cornwall, Canada. Ontario. And so it's I can't even find a doctor because we don't, there are no doctors. Mm. So I don't know.
What do you mean there are no doctors?
It's very hard to find one because most of them, they are booked out. They have so many, I almost said customers. They are customers, let's face it. Patients, so that I have a heck of a time to find a new doctor in this area now. Oh. I'm quite happy to go for an hour, drive for an hour, but even there, you can't get a doctor.
Hmm. Is Canada socialized medicine?
What do you call socialized? When I go to the doctor, I don't pay. Yeah.
Okay. But that also can put you in a situation where I don't know if Scotland's like this too, Rona, where when my sister lived in England 10 years or 15 years ago, it wasn't as bad, but they still had to wait sometimes long periods of time, you know, and I don't know who was making those choices of who was a little bit more of a serious condition. So sometimes she had to wait, and it was very kind of scary when she had some issues going on. Have you felt like
No, we can't complain about our health plan. If I make an appointment, I can, and they give me the time, and they say, is that okay with you? And then if I can say yes or no, that's fine. But I just don't trust them. They're mostly, I'm with you there. They concentrate mostly on something which they learned in university, and they don't seem to learn more.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of a kidney problem. Now she concentrates only on the kidney, nothing else. Excuse me? I have more going on in there.
We're all holistically is the way to go.
It's stupid. Mm. It's stupid.
So they do exist in your country? It's just they're not in your area, so 2-hour drive?
They're very hard to find because, as I say, they're all kind of overloaded with patients.
Hmm.
No, that's the problem. They don't take new ones.
Do you have the kind of situation with your health where you could work with a practitioner online, like in the U.S. or somewhere in the country that runs the labs, and you can do consults, or do you like to go see a person in person?
I'm a person. I like to see some. I don't even do banking or anything. I don't shop on the computer. I like to see the person in front of me. Hopefully they'll smile. Otherwise, I ask them, does it hurt? I was almost thinking I might have to go to a virtual doctor where I go on the Zoom or whatever to find out how they can help me. So it looks like it. But until then, I'm still able to drive. So when that changes, I might have to do that.
I value what you're doing. It's funny because I think a lot of people that are waking up in the health world, it also wakes you up to all the other aspects, and you start to value things like, you know, shopping local and supporting the locals and having a faith-based thing. I mean, I love that too. This is cool, you know, for what it is, but sometimes you want to have a real in-person contact and, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's different for sure. Yeah, I get that.
I don't like this computer shopping business.
No, the online.
No. I don't trust them.
It's how we're being pushed, though. It's difficult to, it's getting more difficult to resist it. And I get very annoyed with it. We have a farmer's market here, and I get very annoyed with the people who don't support it.
Yeah.
Because... Yeah. You know, some days that might be all we'll have. Someday.
Yeah. I'm so with you. Verona, are you in like a small town, or is there a big city close, or how does that work?
Do you know of St. Andrews, the home of golf? Hmm. It's an old university town. It's on the east coast. Okay. It's about 50 miles north of Edinburgh.
Okay.
It's not small. I don't know how many students are normally here. I think we're up about 9,000 now, which is huge for the size of the town.
Really?
Yeah, and Dundee's quite a big city, just about 20 minutes away.
Okay.
So we're not isolated.
Yeah, no, and then so you get to buy direct from farmers and things like that. Is that very common?
Although the crazy thing is, just recently, I buy briquettes for my wood stove normally from is a joiner who started a briquette business as well. And there's a woman who sells lovely soaps, and hers is the busiest stall. But the last two markets, they've not been there because it's only food that's allowed.
Oh, no.
We're allowed to eat cakes, but we're not allowed to keep warm or wash. I mean, how crazy is it? Why are people going along with it? Just stunning.
Some things are overdone. I agree.
The level of control is just beyond belief.
Yeah, it's everywhere then, you know?
Yeah, I just heard of somebody else I know today who's had a really bad reaction to the COVID. Vacation, shall we call it?
Yeah, we will call it that. Wow, really? How can you say what happened? Or
I know she passed out when she went back to work.
Uh-oh.
And she's not been back at work for a few days. And it's horrifying me that people I thought wouldn't go near it have taken it. They're just, I think the brainwashing's just been too much.
Yeah, I know. I'm very nervous about what's going to be.
It terrifies me.
Over the next few years, it's really disturbing.
It's when you, there was a video came out yesterday. I've seen it a few places. I don't know if you heard it. A top virologist who was talking about how, can I explain it now?
I know, but he was saying
it's going to prime everybody, really sick.
It's going to knock out everyone's immune system, so what's already in them is going to super spread within their own body. And that, I know. Justin told me about this, and I guess he used to work for the Bill and Melinda Gates, or with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Dr. Gerrit van den Broch, PhD. I don't know. I took a.
Oh, you saw it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it though. I mean, it's like, it's one thing for people to think you're just a conspiracy theorist but when you see an actual virologist, talk about what this is doing, it I'm really nervous. I'm nervous for humankind. I mean, he's basically warning humankind,
Right.
Who's going to be left? I mean, we're going to have to band together. This is going to get serious real fast. For us on like a practical level, and we're already working on these things, but it made us want to be more self-sufficient. We're not there, we're not prepared with our garden and our, I started making sourdough. I'm learning how to cook. I'm learning how to bake my own food. Cause you don't know, you don't want to be crazy, but like if stuff keeps going the way it is, we're really going to have to be more self-sufficient and learn how to provide for ourselves. Stuff you might want to do. I don't want to be a DIY, go make a garden. Build it for me, but I don't have thousands of dollars.
We saw you. Apparently there's been talk in the UK of we're not going to be allowed to go supermarket shopping or get on a bus or whatever. Unless we have the vacation passports.
Has that been talked about, like just your bus rides, not even plane rides, just local transportation?
Oh, I think it was buses included, yeah. So it looks like I'll be staying at home for a while.
And I don't know how much space you guys have, but I found what I call, it's a green stock.
Ooh.
I do have a picture. And it has like 6 or 7 tiers. There's different ones where it has tiers. Oh. And so there's 6 pockets in each one. And you can grow all sorts of things. The deeper pockets are 11 inches and the smaller ones are 7. And we're working on our house. And I've been trying to start a garden and I can't. So I've put stuff in there. Like I even have some tomatoes, carrots, have a whole bunch of lettuces, broccoli. I think I have too much because I'm just learning and it's like taking more water than it normally does. But you water in the top and it has dishes in between each of the levels and the water filters down and fills the dish all the way down, so it helps spread the water. And they've been growing really well. So if you don't have a lot of space, that might be something. Let's see what I have.
Yeah, those tower gardens. So when you plant, like with carrots, you can plant seeds and do something.
Well, I can't do a whole lot.
Those are gorgeous.
No, that looks good.
Look at you.
I've got, you know, edible flowers at the top, a bunch of lettuces, a bunch of herbs, the tomatoes, and then I just started, if there's a hole, like a garlic, the glue's going to grow, I'm going to stick it in there. I just stick everything in there, and you can put your fertilizer, usually liquid fertilizer on the top, or you could do a little, but I don't know, if you don't have room, and I want a garden, so I've got something.
Yeah. Before I wondered the success. I mean, people seem to love them. The problem is I do have room and I'm being lazy, so I'm going to have to get like...
I will have room, but it'll be in the front yard.
Yeah. And I want it to look great pretty. Ideas. Oops, sorry.
That's fine.
I'm lucky I have a garden, and I've just got use of a greenhouse up at the park behind me as well, which is fantastic. But I don't know if you know... I've forgotten the guy's name who does Fresh and Alive.
Yes.
And he talks about using sprouts, that you've always got fresh vegetables if you have sprouts. So I've bought great big bags of broccoli seeds online, and they're so easy to just sprout and so good for you as well. If you can, or nothing else.
Yeah, Canrola.
Yeah, we love Canrola.
Yeah.
I haven't actually.
It's on the other coast from me.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I like Ken. He's super cool. His energy is good. He really cares a lot, and his products are just like, I value people that are like so into their work that everything.
Oh, do you know, I invested in one of his scalar discs about a year ago, and it was quite expensive, and of course getting the import tax made it even more expensive.
Right.
But I use a good, it's called a British, I think it's the same as Berkey filters that you get elsewhere, British Berkeyfeld filter I have. And I get a glass jug or a glass jar, and I put a tiny bit of Celtic sea salt in it, and I put it on top of the scalar disc, and the water is just fantastic.
Good idea.
His products are a little like, people sometimes think they're a little out there, but everything we've had of his, I mean, we've tried other kind of scalar devices too. I know what you mean. It's almost like the water becomes almost velvety and like pure.
Oh, yeah, it's a joy to drink. You take one mouthful and you just want to keep drinking it. Yeah.
It's a good problem, right? I mean, you drink water all day because sometimes that gets kind of boring, but.
Oh, yeah, a friend's dog loves it as well. He'll just keep drinking it.
Because you know there's stuff that get, like we were talking last time 2 weeks ago. Beck, you were there. Hey, Beck.
Hi. Got in a little late today.
No, I love it. Thanks for joining. You always have the coolest background. You live in, is that all your house?
Oh, yeah, I'm in my house.
Every time I see you, it's so cool. I'll show you what.
If there's your Berkey.
Where's your Berkey? Oh, what? It's your house.
Okay, so I live in this old farmhouse, and I spent so much time fighting with the cracks. I kept fixing and fixing. So finally I made peace with them, and I did this mural up here to cover up stuff. I don't know if you can see it or not.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And then over here was some more cracks.
Oh my gosh.
So I had to use my phone today because I'm having problems with my computer. So it's hard for me to see, but yeah, I do some real goofy stuff.
No, that's brilliant.
Are you a painter? Like, is that what you...
Yeah, on the side, I do murals.
Wow.
And I also do, well, I'm really a massage therapist, but I only do that part-time. And so I like doing the murals more. So I do that on the side. And I also do epoxy countertops. Like, if you got an old countertop you don't like, and then I'll do epoxy.
Oh, nice.
Cover it up. But
I was just watching this YouTube thing about epoxy, and you know those junk gypsies? Do you ever watch them?
Rarely, but I've seen them already.
the two sisters and they go get junk and they make beautiful things.
Yeah.
They just I was watching the process on one of their clothes. That's quite a process. And like they let something actually go bad and they ruined it and they had to start all. I mean, you have to know what you're doing. Like that is amazing that you.
Yeah. If I could show you, I did my kitchen counters. Well, I should go here in the bathroom. God, here I am, show and tell.
This is the bathroom.
Thank you.
This is the bathroom sink that I did. Can you see it?
Yes.
What? Oh, wow. Cool. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
That was just an old cheapo, just an old sink in the mudroom, and I was able to make it look a lot cooler.
What year is your farmhouse?
Now, what's that?
What year is your house?
It was in the 1800s. I know we're third generation family, and there were two families before this.
Oh my gosh! Cool.
So it was sometime in the 1800s. I forget what. Early 1800s, I think. I know the first family homesteaded here.
Oh, wow.
And then the second family built the farmhouse. It's a two-story old brick thing.
But, Where are you?
In Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah.
Do you have land, like a bunch of land? Is it acreage? Like, do you have gardens going?
Yeah, we have 75 acres, and which is kind of small for around here. But my husband farms it, and then we have three ponds of bass fish that we raise. And I know a lot of people don't like the farm-raised fish, but we're real picky about the feed we give them. And it goes to an Asian culture in Canada. When we net, that's where it goes. And so that's what I was doing. I was outside messing around the ponds and cleaning stuff up. Thought, well, I'll come in and pop in quick.
I'm impressed.
Oh, well, it keeps us young, I guess. That's why I got this goofy hat on to keep my hair out of my face. We have a really beautiful day today, which is, unusual for this time of year.
In Scotland, Kim says it's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it's really pretty today.
Oh, it's beautiful here, too. I feel like it's kind of, it makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Yeah. Nice, yeah, just to see the sun. Oh, my gosh. Just a mood changer.
Isn't it, though? And I feel like every time this time of year, you're always just so ready for spring. It's like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Now, how cold does it get normally in the winter for you guys?
Here in Southern California? It's usually like in the 50s, but it's been in the low 40s, and then there's snow on the local mountains, which is really rare, but it's a lot, and it's getting really chilly these nights, so. Later in this week, it's supposed to be in the, mid 70s in the day and then the nights. It's not bad.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect weather.
We live in a great that's the only thing that's good. California's getting whack-a-doodle. It's crazy.
Do you guys get really humid weather in the summer?
It's weird. It's our climate is changing. Like I was telling Rona when we first started, when we were kids, it's like complete different weather than when we were small. I grew up in this town and it's totally different. So it's humid. It's probably in the last like 6-7 years. The summers are awful. Like they used to be really, that's why people would come here for the summer because it wasn't like Texas. It was this beautiful thing, but I mean, it's pretty dang hot and it's that humid heat, which.
Yeah.
Not kind
of. It drains your energy when it's so humid.
I don't know how anybody gets anything done. Like we went on a health retreat, I think in like 2014 in the Dominican Republic. Or, I've been to Louisiana in the summer. We've been to Texas. Like, I don't know how people are outside building roads and I don't know how they get anything done. I don't.
No. And last year we were in Michigan for a few days and they were doing some road work and the poor guys had to wear a mask there. And they're out in that hot, humid weather. It's like, they're going to start dropping like flies.
And you're already not getting heat stroke. Like, that's just going to put them in the grave.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yes. Doing construction work. I suppose they'd lose their job if they didn't wear them.
You know what was weird? Yesterday, we went on a walk on this beautiful trail with the kids, and we were coming back down the hill. It was like about 6:30 at night, which is nice now with the time change because it's still light and everything. But we witnessed this car accident. It happened right in front of us. It was probably 6 feet from our car, and they just smashed, and they were I looked back at the kids because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like, they're going to come right into us, you know? And calling 911, there's gas everywhere. Justin comes out and was checking on them in their airbags and all this awful stuff. But where was I going with that story? Hold on.
What did you talking about masks.
Yeah. So I call 911 and the they get there really quick, which is good. But all the police, you know, they get there before the medics and stuff. But nobody had a mask on. The police walks over to me, starts talking to me. He's like one face from, you know, from 1 foot from my, and all the people were trying to get help, the people in the cars, everybody came together. All these people run. We're all in this group. And I thought, you wouldn't even know there's a pandemic, which was so refreshing because people really came together to care about people. It was so beautiful, but it was interesting. The cops and all the medics, nobody had a mask on. Nobody.
Good.
It was shocking though. I was really surprised. I thought, here's our authorities, you know. Not showing up and they're probably what they're asked to wear and they're just, they're over it. And I thought, wow, like, it's interesting, but you have poor construction guys that are with a group of people that, you know, they're not being held accountable like a police officer or a, and they're not doing it. So I don't know.
Right.
Some people seem to be really getting away with it and other people, you know, will get fired over not wearing one.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah. Does anyone home make sourdough?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Tell me, Kim, because I made my first loaf yesterday with a starter.
Nice.
It was awful. It was so bad.
mine are a little dense. There's several people I've watched, and theirs come out nice. I need to practice some more. They're all edible, which is great. So, we still eat them. Right. And it's almost like you really need to get it in a system that it's not something you're thinking about all the time. And one person I watched, I think it's the Elliot Homestead, she has a starter have you seen hers?
Yes.
You can keep in the refrigerator. You don't have to keep feeding it all the time. And I've made it, but I haven't really worked with it. We have our own business and I'm like trying to get rid of all the job. I was like, I want to lose my job so I can do all the things I want to learn.
Right.
Give me another person.
That's so funny. First of all, what do you do? And second of all, is the Elliott Homestead? Sorry.
Yes. I think it is called the Elliott Homestead. There's another one that does a homesteaders. It's called Thousands of Roots. They're out of Missouri.
Okay.
She does the sourdough bread.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm babysitting this thing, which isn't a problem, but I had my starter for probably the last 3 months and I keep feeding it and I didn't have time to make it. So I just keep, flour and dumping and all that stuff. But like my bread was in grams. She told me to measure everything in grams. Yes. And I think I need a better gram scale because it came out like super dense, but like spongy and it had zero flavor. It didn't even taste like sourdough. I'm like, what did
oh.
So pretty. I got all pretty with the, like, you know, the score.
Are you feeding it every day or are you putting it in the fridge for, oh, good. Okay.
Doing it once a week.
Okay. That's good.
Something went wrong. So I'm going to get a new scale. I have this like little scale that you put, it's like a bowl that you put on a scale and the top has grams, the bottom has like pounds, but I think I need one that actually like you can digitally like watch because I'm doing something wrong. It's like, I don't know. Sensitive and it's not lining up right, or I did something really bad and it was super like when you try to stretch and fold it, it was like the worst consistency. I'm watching online and people have this beautiful stuff.
They've been doing it for a long time.
I know, I have to,
it's a conversation piece.
Yeah, I had to try because I'm like, I'm just so tired of talking about doing this sourdough, but man, it's a labor of love. I mean, it's
And they have some that are no knead, the more artesian, so that's nicer too.
Yeah. Is that the same as this? Is the stretch and fold thing like a different way of kind of no knead, or is that still considered kneading? Do you know?
I guess the stretch and fold would be just a couple times. You might do that, but it's not a whole kneading thing. Yeah. I don't think I have the muscles for that yet. I don't have the little muscles for that.
Beck probably knows from being on her farm.
Oh, yeah. I've not tried making it. I've watched him do it, but I've not done it.
I posted my picture to Instagram of my loaf looking all beautiful to go in. And I had this, we're like, oh, I want to see pictures. And I had to like totally tail between the legs. Like, it was awful. And it was so gross. And it was so bad. But then Michelle Schrader, she's done one of our workshops. She's amazing. She's like a recall healing person that I worked with. You've probably heard some of her stuff. But she said, she wrote and commented that her husband, Mark, has a 60-year-old starter.
Oh, my.
It's been passed down. So he makes the sourdough bread from a 60-year-old. And I'm like, how in the world? 60.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, my friend.
Get their recipe. Or do it online with her, too. Or him.
I'm so determined to make it work. And I also got like a bread dome. So I put like this unglazed pottery dome on top of a pizza oven.
Oh,
and it was really nice. My friend who does it, she's really turned on to some health stuff, but she kind of has one of those Dutch ovens that probably has a lot of like glazed chemicals and stuff. And she does it all the time and puts it in. And I just like, oh, you hear that can sometimes leach into your, you know, bread. So I was trying.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. But I usually put paper in it when it's in the Dutch oven, but I didn't know that the enamel was bad.
Well, that, and then Justin told me this week that apparently the parchment paper, you have to be really careful about what kind of paper. You probably know that, but.
I've been looking at that. Well, I wonder, hopefully the parchment paper helps. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
It's really hard because I was searching around. I like the idea of the Dutch oven and I like the idea of the cast, you know, the cast iron thing, but they all seem to have problems and I couldn't find a really clean one. So I went on to Amazon and got this, like, it's literally an unglazed dome and you can make, it came with a bottom where you could put the bread in there and put the thing on it. And a lot of people do that, but I had a pizza stone and my friend said it turned out pretty good that way. So
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And the dome gets really cool. Like my other friend who makes it, he had the dome and it gets really, really dark with time. It starts out as like almost like a taupe color.
Patina.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I thought there's something so beautiful about all those years with your tools. I mean, with anything that you're doing that you know, your farm, your vegetables, your beds. I like anything that starts to get weathered and pretty. It shows that you've lived your life. And
I've never heard of it. I gotta look that up.
Yeah, it was called it literally is called like a bread dome. It was really strange because they must be a wanted commodity because Amazon was out of them for a while and the private sellers that they came through were out of them. And I think it was like somebody had it listed for something crazy, like $120. And I'd seen it for like 60. And so I waited like a month and the cheaper one came back, the exact brand and from a private, you know, seller. So just keep looking for the cheaper one because it's not worth spending double. No, yeah. Let me know if you try it. I'm curious. I'm not going to give up, but I got a little sad.
after all that work, huh?
It was so frustrating. I've been bathing my, you know, and I was like, and I pulled it for 5 hours once an hour, and I stayed home all afternoon to make sure I was there for it. And
oh gosh,
I'm thinking it too.
The hard thing is figuring out what it is that you didn't do or did wrong. It's like I wish I knew what that was, and I can just correct this one little bit.
That's the thing. My girlfriend that did give me the starter though, she said I could come over on Tuesday when she does hers, and I can just. Because I'm determined. I'm like, I don't want to, like, I have all the supplies invested. I want to. And it turned out, it looked pretty when it came out of the oven. It just had
gosh flavor. Well, just stick a bunch of butter on it or something. Maybe it'll taste good.
Lathered in ghee. And one little one of my guys, Ben, was like, this is all. He just kept chewing. I'm like, Ben, it has zero taste. Was your buddy to eat that?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's funny.
Kim, I'm just curious, what do you
what's
your family business? What do you do?
Oh, our family, my husband, we have a pool business. We do cleanings or repairs and renovations.
Oh, that's awesome. But it probably keeps
a lot of pools in Florida.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to renovate. Crazy.
That's great, though, for you guys. I mean, it keeps you busy and employed, I guess.
It does.
Seems like those service jobs, that's what people are, you know, busy with.
Yeah. Thank God for it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because who knows with how this inflation's going to affect everybody. I mean, the gas is climbing already. And it's a matter of time before this stimulus has to be paid from somebody.
Right.
I just think things are going to go crazy.
I think we all do. I think that's why it's good to have these conversations and share stuff that we could do. And, you know,
right.
But we can do some things, you know?
And yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm a bit nervous about when that bubble bursts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure.
Hey, Adele, are you?
Yeah. I was just, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't see you, but that.
Oh,
might be-
great. You know what? I just actually, I just got out of the sauna. I'm in a towel. And I saw, I just happened to, on my way to the shower, I decided, I just wanted to check my email, and I went, oh my God, you guys are doing a live. I wanted to say hello, and I miss you guys. I've been so busy, but I just wanted to say hi, and I'm going to pop off. But now that I know you're doing this, I will come on, because I really miss the Academy. I'm going back and forth from Washington to LA, so it's crazy.
Oh man, no, girl, I get it, and I'm so grateful you still love your sauna.
Oh my God, yeah, I love. Are you kidding me? I have everything, you guys. I've got my. I mean, everything that you've said, I've gotten.
Oh, you know, so. We feel very supported by you. You're one of our biggest. Thank you.
Oh, and all my family has saunas. The same, you know. Also, that they.
I have to say, between 2 weeks ago when we did this women's wellness, I was so frustrated because I was sharing like I just have zero time to do any self care, and I've been trying to slowly make. The time, and I've been able to do my sauna like 5 times during the last talk in this one.
I know.
Nice.
What's so funny is my husband in with Spokane, Washington, where we're living there in LA now, and he doesn't have the sauna, so he'll be here Friday. So he takes like 2 a day. He's like, oh my God. We already have a Berkey filter there, a Berkey. I go, Ed, we can't buy double of every single thing.
I know. It's like having twins.
Oh, yes, but I hope they're doing well. I don't want to monopolize everybody's time, but I just wanted to say hello. I love you and what you guys do, and I'm going to be on a lot more because I'm home for the next month. I'm going to pop out now, but I had to say hello.
Thanks. Go take your shower. Happy. I'm glad you got a good sweat.
Yeah, and thank you for all the suggestions and all the products.
It's an honor.
And hi to all of the rest of you, too. So I see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, Adele's awesome. I don't know if you guys, she's very prominent in the forum. So neat. It's so neat, these community, like once you, I mean, it's hard to make the time, but man, once you make friends, like I like this because you can just chat a little bit like, forums are a little bit more formal, like writing emails back and forth, but there's been some really good friendships forged with people. Like it's really
interesting. Mm-hmm. Isn't it cool? I mean,
yeah,
we would have never, ever met each other ever. And it's just the neatest thing.
Justin and I will talk about you. You know, we'll be doing dishes and we'll be like, Beck said, you know, it's like we have these friends that it's so amazing. We live in a part of technology and the world. It can be so nuts and so cool. Like we're in the best times, but like such good things too. You know, we got to harness that.
Yeah.
I have a question too. Does anyone have, you ladies all look really beautiful. Do you guys have routine, like does anyone focus on specific products or things that you feel like it really kept your skin nice?
I don't do anything.
Oh, Kim, I think you're muted. Okay, Renee, you don't do anything.
That's your secret.
Beauty.
You do look like you have good skin.
You have great skin.
This looks nice.
The only thing is what happens now, my husband bought this water machine. I can't think of the name now.
Is it the AquaCure?
I know. Pardon?
Is it the AquaCure machine or no?
Yeah. He just bought that. So let's see. Maybe in a little while I look like a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
That's all our hope. I feel like the longer we drink that water, though, it is really going to make the difference, you know?
Right. So when do you think approximately that you see some results? Just a little.
Well, I know Justin and I were doing it. I think he was doing it a good like 4 months when he started seeing like skin, like marks on his skin start to fade and go away. So as far as that, like wrinkles and, but we did feel moisturized. Like we felt like our skin was way less like dry in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I was just starting to see results with, like, because I'm starting to get that 40-year-old, you know, right? You wake up and you have, like, lines on your chest. Like, oh, I
felt you have a baby.
Oh, well. 40's hit me like a brick wall, though. It has not been kind to me. After my pregnancy, it's like everything has changed. It really did. Like, it's pretty
body-wise. But you look good.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to stand up and show you my big gut that I have. It's really, really hard and really humbling. It's one new thing to work on, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. I've had different things. Like, all of a sudden, well, I don't know what happened. Something happened to my body, and I was like, all of a sudden, it was almost like I was drying out from the inside. I have had a total hysterectomy because I had a teratoma on one of my ovaries. And so I stopped taking all the medicines, but something else was happening because besides my face, I've had patches like all over and had all these allergies. My girlfriend, who's a nurse, she's saying it's kind of like you're overly allergic to things. Your gut is not doing well, and almost anything you take, you're having a reaction to, and it comes out on your skin. And it's also because when it's on one side, it's on the other side as well in the same place. So at least it's even. And then I started feeling really tired, and I was going to this one, a woman for hormones, and she was doing the bioidentical hormones, and she'd been studying it, so you had to go to different classes of hers to see all that. And when she tested, my thyroid came up really low. And so she was giving me medicine, and I said, well, I want to try something first. So I started taking iodine. I got a Berkey to get rid of the chlorine and all the other stuff. And all my levels came up, and they came up to just above where they said it should be. And when I went in the next time, she's like, I told her I did something different. She was not very happy. She's like, well, your test was in the morning. They should have been higher. I was like, okay, this is not who I want to be.
Like
I was like, why do I want to take the medicine?
Oh, shoot, you muted Kim.
Oh, I don't know.
We lost Kim.
Right.
No, I didn't want to miss what you were saying. So she said,
I just didn't want to take the medicine. Why do you take the medicine when you haven't tried something else first that might help? So the Berkey did. Was big to me. Also, I think the iodine has helped. So I still take those. But
do you take the iodine like the Lugols? Like, do you take it topically?
Started with Canrolas. Cool. And then I think I take, there's one that, the Nacient iodine.
Okay, yeah. And you do feel like it's really helping?
Yeah, I don't take it all the time. Yeah, it's just when it's in a little thing and I just take it every so often. Because, you know, with the other salts, you're not getting any. I just want to make sure that the iodine's plugging in instead of all the other stuff that would plug into where the iodine would plug in.
Right. No, that makes sense. That's good, because I'm going to do some hormone testing, because for sure I need to, like, my hair is starting to thin out. I'm definitely going through, I don't know if it's like early menopause.
Yeah, that you're kind of young for that.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Like, I turned 40 and everything. I'm 43 this year, and it's just like I've just gone pretty severe. I mean, I've had all kinds of strange stuff, so I don't know. Like, I was doing really good before that. I was on top of I felt like I had just achieved like this new level of health, and then got pregnant, and that was okay. You know, it was a hard pregnancy, but my health wise I felt like my organs felt good and things. And then after that, I was just like, oh my gosh, like. And it's slow. Like, the hair thing is within the last year. Before that, I was starting to get like these really dryness and wrinkles, and it's just like, I mean, just,
yeah.
You know, it's part of being a woman, but part of it's like, wow, I feel like I aged like 10 years in like a 2-year period.
That's what happened to me. Like, I did have stuff all over my face. It was all red and it was peeling off, and whenever it peeled off and had cracked, I had wrinkles underneath. And then it's just, it comes and goes. So I have to figure out what's causing the things. So, because I can look really old and then it clears up a little and I look younger, not really young, but younger, or I look really old and really wrinkly. Like, what the heck?
Man.
I want to look like 20 again.
That'd be good. Yeah. Okay. We're going to watch you. You got that new fancy equipment.
Yeah. You're going to be our barometer.
Test thing.
Yeah, you're experimenting.
It just leaves me.
Yeah, you're going to be in a bikini soon.
Yeah.
Never. I didn't wear it as so I wouldn't even wear it now.
You know, it's. I was talking with my friend Robin this week. We went out to lunch, and we were just like, you know, she's 63. She's like my best friend. She's my best friend from high school's mom, but she and I ended up being closer than my friend and
mm-hmm.
I.
Mm-hmm.
She's that woman that pours into my soul and my spirit, and it's just, it's so good. You wouldn't even know there's an age difference with us, but, you know, her body is a bit ahead of mine, and she's raised, you know, four kids that are my age and a little younger, and she has grandkids, and it's so beautiful because she's a really good balance of like taking care of herself slash being okay with just aging, because I mean, we are aging, like, and it's mm-hmm. just so good for me to hear, like, yeah, we want to work on it.
I can't hear.
Yeah, I can't either. Can't hear you.
Yeah, you're muted.
There.
Still muted. Oh.
Hear all you
yeah,
guys.
I can hear you. I hear all you guys.
Yeah, no, she's muted.
I can't hear.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, we can hear you now.
That was so weird. All right, well, anyway. No, but I was just like, gosh, it's so good to like, Robin might not be as concerned with, like, she likes caring about her body, but she's not like a total health person. Like, she would never invest in a sauna or do the skin brushing or even really supplement. She just goes for walks and, you know, tries to eat healthy and whatever. But like, I really think there's a balance. Like, you have to chase after your health a bit more if you want to not age poorly and not be able to be flexible and do the things that you want to be doing when you're like 75, 80 years old. Like, I got to start now. But also, I don't want to be so obsessed like some people where they don't live their life, you know, and
yeah, right.
Being human and just getting older is part of it. It's just, it's such a odd balance, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Age is only a number.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know.
My grandmother told me when she was 95 that in her brain, she was still a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She said, I just look in the mirror and she goes, it's like not me anymore. Cause that isn't how she felt. She looked in her brain
at
95. Yep.
How long did she live?
She died at 95, but she told me that when she was still really healthy. And she went downhill real quick. I think she ended up, I don't know. They said she had cancer, but who knows? You know, she just, I think she was ready to go. And she went real quick.
That's a way to go, man.
Yep.
Well-lived, and then why drag out the process?
You know? Right, and your friend isn't using all, you said, the supplements and other stuff, but she is taking herself care of herself by going on walks and doing those sort of things that nourish herself. And that's one thing. I would like to be walking on the beach more, but I don't. And the one thing I know I do is I just go out every morning and have to be in the plants. I have to be outside for a little bit. And be puttering, and that's not what I'm supposed to be doing, but I have to do it just for my own sanity. It just makes me feel so good. It's a good way to start the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been doing that too. And since we last talked, like 2 weeks ago, I've been very good about trying to get the morning sun. I'm like you, I have to go if it's not raining, you know, but
yeah,
I come back and I face the sun and I'm just like, oh, even just for 2 minutes, and I hear birds and I smell all my little flowers that are popping up, and then I go, okay. And then I go back into total crazyville, but
yeah,
you know, it's like, if that's the one thing I can do for now, I'm small, but I'm going to do it. It makes sense.
Yep. Got to do the best you can do.
Amen. And there's something about being on the land, like outside on the ground, or you have your dirt. I mean, there's nothing like it, you know, it feels so good.
Yeah.
Then you come in the winter here.
Oh,
you do have to go. Thank you.
And you walk.
Bye. See you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.
You just go out in that weather. I can't. I can't go out when it's really, really cold.
Oh.
Because then I get a headache as if somebody takes knitting needles and.
Ooh. Kind
of. It's awful.
Freezing.
I don't know where it comes from. All of a sudden it started somewhere as we were visiting, actually, my home country. And we went to a park, and then all of a sudden I got this headache, and it was not even that cold. But now I can't even go out when it's really only cold. And another thing is, and I hope that machine will help me with that, when it's very sunny, or now with the snow, my eyes start burning like crazy. So that's another thing, I can't do anything outside. So I'm a homebody.
That is interesting.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is.
We had this strange thing happen, I'd say over the last, it's probably been about 5 years, where I would be driving along and my eyes would start burning, and I've never had eye problems, and I'd be like pulling over on the side of the road because I felt like I had to put water on them. It was that kind of burning. And I started putting it together. I thought, what is happening? It's not like I have products on my face or I'm smelling. It would just happen like kind of random. And I started talking to my nutritionist I was working with, and she said in the LA area where she is, Los Angeles, Pasadena, like all these people have been complaining of this thing. And she said, pay attention to the days, at least here, where there's the chemtrails in the sky.
Oh, right. Well, I believe that.
I am not kidding. It's very rare I get it now, but I will look up and there's something going on with the sky. And I'm like, what is this happening to my eyes? It is the weirdest thing.
Do you wear sunglasses?
No.
Wear sunglasses.
Well, apparently
that might help. That might help when it is like that.
Yeah.
Because I wear sunglasses all the time now. I feel silly, but what can you do? Even when it's foggy, you know, when it's this gray outside, I have to wear the sunglasses.
Interesting.
Otherwise, my eyes go bananas.
Yeah, I wonder with yours, it seems to be very like, I don't know. Do you see a lot of weird stuff in the sky, or is it more just like...
Not lately. Not lately. I heard about those chemtrails, and I always looked up, but lately I didn't see any anymore. So it has nothing... I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. Gosh, I know. The body is...
Not an old age.
Oh, you're going backward. You're going back, Renee. The clock's setting.
Well, I find it's a good excuse. I use it only when it fits. Otherwise, like, who was it with the grandmother, or the mother was always saying, was it you with 95? She said she feels like 20 in her head. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. The only time when I look in the mirror, I know that I'm not 20 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to do something physical, heavy or so. And my body says, no, you don't. Then I know I'm not 20 anymore. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, in here, I'm still a young girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
Have you ever heard of Deepak Chopra?
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I read a book of his. This has been quite a while ago. And he did an experiment with an older population. He took them, I believe, on a mountain or something. And he had them stay in this house. And he surrounded them with everything from the past. And I mean everything. Books, money, clothes, everything. And they started reversing in their looks. They lost their diseases.
Wow.
Everything. Because they were living when they were younger. Wow. And when he took them back off the mountain, they got it all back.
Huh. Yeah.
I even think he did programs and and I forget the name of the book. It wasn't just about that. It was like many things that he did, but that was one of the things, an experiment that he did. So when somebody asks my age, I never tell them. I tell them I'm fabulous.
Oh, don't be silly.
Oh, I love that, Beck.
Yeah, because don't give them a number, because then you think that in your head. So I'll say that I'm fabulous. That's all you've got to know. I'm a word.
I don't make a secret out of my age. I love to turn it around. I can't do it right now. Nobody would believe me.
I don't really have a secret of it, but I think in my mind, I'm just saying I'm not giving it a number because I don't think it's a number.
Yeah, but it is a number.
I get that. Everybody's at a different spot. I think that's true too with, you know, with people's health. Don't give it a diagnosis once it has a name.
Yeah.
It messes with you. Yeah.
I agree with you, but still, it's. I feel always, why not? And if they want to know my age, you want to know my age? I'm fishing for compliments here. I only say, well, okay, fine, it's a number. So why do you need to know it?
Yeah.
I feel not that age, so who cares?
Yeah. Right, right.
I guess being like, you know, being in the human state, there has to just be a way to categorize people, or, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Unfortunately, everything in the medical system or any kind of, you know, you have your birthday on everything. That's what you go by. It's just, it's
right.
Such a made up.
Since you talk medical, I'm sorry, I talk too much.
No!
I have a cute story for you. As I said before, I have a little bit of a kidney problem, right? And once I went in there, they did something and everything was fine and everything is fine. And the young doctor was there and he said to, and I asked him, could I get that again? And he said, oh, well, the average age is about 80. Today I could tell him I should be dead. I just looked at him and I said, I want to be 100 and something. And then he looked stupid. Let's put an age on your health? Come on.
Yeah.
It is a sad story, but funny, but like they do, they put an expiration date on
it.
If you only think you're going to live to be, you know, you hear all those stupid statistics about women only live, you know, average of 78. Well, guess what? Your mind's going to start thinking my mom.
No, I don't have that problem.
No.
That's why I say, if somebody wants to know, now you know how old I am, 81.
Oh, good for you.
I can't turn it around. I used to turn it around. It was great. I don't think I look like 18. But anyway, even if I tell my age, in here, I'm still not that age.
Right, right.
Right? So who cares?
Yeah,
I tell
exactly.
them how old I am. Okay. And then they say, oh my, you look so beautiful. Yes. Sorry. Let's say I was fishing for compliments.
Oh,
they compliment each other though. You know, I've been seeing a lot of girls at the grocery store and stuff, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to start telling people what I think. You know, you think that girl has really beautiful hair, or that girl's skin.
Yeah.
It's funny sometimes you think they're going to think you're bizarre. I've just been saying stuff, and people, it makes their day. Like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah,
it does. If people say something. Yeah. About an outfit, because usually I'm looking like a trucker, you know, but when I go out and somebody says something, I go, that really makes me want to like feel better, and it makes your day. So when people
call
your skin or the way you look, Renee, I mean, my gosh, you look amazing.
It is lying. The screen is lying. I have little lines and all that stuff around. Maybe that order makes me look younger. Anyway, but since you say you compliment people, I remember once I went, I was in one of those big stores, and there was a young lady going through, and she had a beautiful hairdo. I actually ran after her, and I said, you're beautiful. Aww. You know, I think I made her day.
It's funny that women, I was talking about this with my friend Robin. I'm like, why do we think things and we just hold them, you know, like, why do we not give compliments freely? It's because you think you're weird, or, you know, women are just kind of funky to each other sometimes, you know, especially the younger women. It's like a competition or some kind.
Yeah,
it is.
Start complimenting each other. I've never had a bad reaction when you say something nice to someone. I haven't. Like,
right.
Who doesn't want to
hear? Yeah, really.
Why we withhold the strange, it's like, it's about us, not about them. So I just thought, this is something, you know, that why am I withholding something from somebody that could be a beautiful thing? But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
People do it with me. I'm like, man, it really does make my day. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're beautiful.
Thank you. Well, and then it's funny how we always like try to turn it around and be like, oh yes, because, you know, and you try to like say, no, or you should have seen me this morning, or, you know, we just got to start saying thank you and
enjoy it.
Right. Yep.
That's the thing that keeps us young.
Yeah. Oh, Rona. Yay.
I had a walk. I think
you came back. But I think I better get going.
I know. I was just
nice seeing you guys again.
Probably get going too. You too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Hey.
Until next time.
All right, bye everybody.
Rona,
bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, girls.